This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, this is the day we all come together.
You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinitron, and Vero True Social.
This Global Marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again, we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again. The day college radios come together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Ladies and gentlemen,
connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now connected to
the United States.
I love this song because not only did it come out of Bard, but it speaks to the ability of radio to bring people together. What better way to kick off World College Radio Day than that? Here it is, FM by Steely Dan.
Thank you.
Following Steely Dan, you just heard Fishbrain by Counseling, one of my favorite bands currently making music on campus. They formed during our freshman year at Bard, in spite of the difficulties that COVID presented. They are one of the most prominent musical voices on campus now. They'll be playing many shows in the next month at our on-campus venues.
In the studio with us right now is another on-campus musician, Emmanuel Dominguez. I'm so excited that we got to have him on air today. So for this, I just want to say, so Emmanuel, you got to do something pretty cool last week. You got to open for DJ Rio Bamba at Smog, which for those of you listening who aren't familiar, Smog is Bard's college student-run DIY space on campus. And so, Emmanuel, how was it opening for her and also getting to play the first Smog show since the pandemic hit?
Yes, it was really amazing. I felt really grateful. Everyone in the crowd had a really great vibe. It was just, I felt really lucky to have the chance to do that. Really, I want to give a shout out to Lasso for asking me to be on the show.
That's our Latin student organization.
Yeah, Latin American student organization.
Right.
Yeah. They're a bunch of cool people, and they asked me to go on, and of course, I was like, yeah, that sounds like a great time. I did it 2 years ago, and this has kind of been a pattern of doing a show 2 years ago and then coming back on. Also, hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, by the way. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you, Emmanuel. I'd also like to say, happy birthday.
Woo.
Like, it's a big one too. You're 21 years old.
I'm now an adult. Someone save me.
How does that feel?
It feels like I'm an adult. Like, I've been so busy these past few days, but honestly, it's been something that I guess I've wanted for. I was like that kid that always wanted to be an adult. I loved talking to all the adults around me. So now I'm just like, all right, now I'm here. So it's a bit daunting, but you know, I'm comfortable. It's all about moving forward, getting stuff done, and I'm just excited to keep it pushing. And I'm really excited to kind of be throwing really fun events for people on campus.
Speaking of events, word on the street is that you have something special planned tonight. In honor of your birthday, can you tell the listeners what's going on campus tonight?
Oh, yeah. If you're on campus tonight, you want to be at Smog. Because it's going to be my birthday party. It's going to be Emmanuel's Birthday Bash Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. So 2 years ago, I did a birthday show, and it was really fun. And you know what? It's time to do it again. And this time, bigger, better, bashier, just so many people are playing, and so many talented Bard artists. It's an all-Bard lineup. And it's going to be at Smog from 9 to 2 a.m. So long time, and it's going to have a really nice progression over time. So, you know, a nice variety of artists. You're going to have metal acts, kind of jazzy experimental stuff. You're going to have, like, alternative pop, dance. And it's just going to get progressively more lit as the night goes along. So, like, there will be something for everybody. So if you want to have a good time, pull up to Smog.
Yeah, no, and you know what's really interesting that I just realized is actually you have Vigilance Brandon performing, who we actually are going to be featuring some of his music.
Oh, wonderful.
Later on the show today.
Stay tuned in. You're going to want to hear that.
Yeah, but you sent us in something, and I want to share it with the listeners, which we will. So, like, speaking of your show tonight, you gave us a sneak peek of one of your songs, which we are going to play after the interview. It's called, let me make sure I'm pronouncing this correct, Crushing Saudade?
It's called Crushing Saudade. Saudade is not an English word. It's a Portuguese word. It's like a nostalgic longing, particularly for someone that you knew. And it's very melancholic and, I guess, sad. It came from, it was a word that, like, I was kind of, like, known about, but I had, like, it definitely comes from a past relationship, and we were, like, they definitely put me on more to that term, and this song is kind of like, you know, a bit of catharsis, because, you know, stuff doesn't always work out, you kind of move on in life, and yeah, this was kind of me venting my emotions out, really putting it all on the DAW, and just, kind of getting some of those emotions out and crushing. It's kind of a paradox because it can be seen one way as crushing Saudade, just really debilitating longing. But it could also be crushing Saudade, really like triumphant, just like overcoming. And I like that paradox. I think it is a bit of both. I very much do see it as kind of me marinating in those emotions and just really putting it all out there. And it's very, you know, it feels like the song is crushing. So that's kind of where the song name came from, and just trying to get those emotions out. Like, I kind of like wrote it in one day and then started refining it for like during the next couple of days, and came out with the song, and I'm really excited to debut it here for the first time ever.
Oh, we're so excited to debut it. Before we debut, I just want to go over something really quick. So I want to ask, what got you into music, like as a DJ? You know, that's like, we have radio DJs, of course, but like what got you into DJ? Like, that's a very...
Well, what's so funny is that, like, I'm not even a musician. I'm a film director,
well,
first and foremost.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I would say that DJs are musicians.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just, like, I always have this, like, really big case of imposter syndrome because I never got any formal training in music or anything. Like, I really got into DJing and doing music out of my pure love for it. I've always loved music. Like, it was always kind of around. Like, you know, I go to, like, parties, like, with my parents, and, like, there would always be, like, you know, obviously more Latin tinge to the music. But I was always really into music. My cousin was actually a musician. He was in a metal band, and that was really inspiring growing up.
That's
crazy. He was the drummer, and, like, I remember going to those practices and, like, really looking up to him, and it was just really beautiful to kind of see that example set by my cousin. Like, I have such a deep love for him. Shout out to Chris. And I just kind of tried to keep developing, like, my own music taste. I always loved going to all of the dance events at my schools. Like, I loved music and I loved dancing. It was so emotive. Like, I'm so passionate about, like, feeling the world, and, like, music just gets at you in such a pure way that I wanted to be a part of that, even if I didn't know what I was doing. So it's just kind of been a process of, like, figuring everything out on my own, and I still am not formally trained in music, but I, you know, kind of go with the flow and see what does work for me in the moment, and just see what speaks to me. And I listen to tons of music, so that kind of helps as a DJ to kind of cultivate a taste that you have. And I definitely have a super wide range. I can go from really extreme metal to really calming ambient stuff. So it's a wide range, but I connect to every bit of it. So I don't limit myself in my music intake. It's all wonderful. It's all people expressing themselves. And I think that is something beautiful that we have the opportunity to experience while being alive. Like, it's pretty wonderful to be able to listen and hear what other people have been thinking, feeling, saying. It's just something that I'm really passionate about. And that's kind of how I got into music.
Well, we're so excited to premiere the song. Do you want to introduce it for the audience?
Yeah. So the song's called Crushing Saudade. It is close to EDM. In style, very much not like the past two songs that I've been playing, but yeah, it definitely comes from my love for EDM and like electronic music growing up, and it is just trying to get as much emotions in a song as possible and just kind of capturing that feeling. And yeah, I hope you all enjoy.
And with that, Crushing Saudade. In preparation for World College Radio Day, we decided to look back at WXBC's past in order to celebrate. We've been a student-run club on campus since we were founded back in 1947, and so in order to do so, we reached out to alumni in search of stories about their time with WXBC. That last spot was by alumni Matthew Schickel, who sent in a spot from a broadcast in WXBC in 1991. One of our favorite stories we want to share today came from Sharon Oldham, who wrote, "Hi there. I lived in Kruger Village, now demolished Kruger Dorm, from 1992 to 1994. The building, consisting of 12 singles and two bathrooms, used baseboard radiators for heating. I was occasionally disturbed by the strange, distant voices emanating from somewhere in my room. Friends came over to investigate over a period of several months, but they were sporadic. But the sporadic nature of the sounds and the inability to understand them when they were present left us all mystified. I resigned myself to living with the ghosts that seemed to occupy the space with me. B&G finally determined that some cross wires transmitted to the Bard radio station through my radiator. It never was fixed, so unintelligible broadcasts kept me company through my late-night senior projects. Throughout our history as a station, WXBC has always had some cross wires. But regardless of that, we always managed to find our way back to our audience. Thank you, Sharon.
This next song, written by Terrence Boylan about life at Bard, although cynical, speaks to the clever nature of Bard students and the shared experience of life at college. In the past 2 years, we have been very lucky to be on campus and broadcasting weekly. But of course, the pandemic has presented its struggles for all of us. As a celebration of Bard's enduring spirit, here is Terrence Boylan with College Life.
Summer days in the daycare center, summer nights on the beach. You're back to school from your Cape Cod summer, brown as a banged up peach. You went hiking in Maine, you bought your clothes in New York. You met a boy from Harvard Law School. Well, that's nice to know, but I gotta go, there's some people waiting for me. No fool. It's college life, it's tearing the heart out of me. It's college life, it's tearing the heart out of me. Registration line, check it out. Look at you, suntan fool. To get together after 101 and learn to sharpen the tool. Come on, twist one up behind the gym. They're all blazing on the window pane. Yeah. Take a look at her eyes like the 4th of July. Am I alone in this game? Cope with the strain.
This college life is tearing the heart out of me. This college life is tearing the heart out of me.
Velvet Skies. Velvet Skies graduated last year with the class of 21. Next up, we have Luminescence. Luminescence is actually the name of the music name for our tech director, April Guillaume, who we love very dearly and helped us set up today. We couldn't have done this broadcast without her. So without further ado, here's Cupid's Bow by Luminescence.
Thank you.
Cloud, two female artists on campus. We're so happy to be able to highlight the talent of students on campus who have continued to make beautiful music despite the circumstances of the past few years. You know, WXBC has provided our student body with comfort in its toughest times since its inception. One alumni story we received from Samuel Provost, class of 97, said this: "I slept in the studio for a few days when I was back on campus too early for the dorm to open. My original accommodations had fallen through, and being the station manager at the time, I had the keys. It was the best suite on campus. I had the entire collection to spin for myself and the house centipedes. Broadcasting on carrier current in that dark, cozy room in Manor Basement. Music on campus has always been a comfort in difficult times, and WXBC is the voice that carries that. Thank you so much, Samuel, for sharing."
This is World College Radio Day.
Hey, I'm Vigilance Brandon, and the highlight of my song, Catharsis, is definitely my good friend and talented musician Aiden Samp, featured on the drums. But the track also features some sparkly synthesizers and nice horn lines that I recorded myself. I wanted the song to give that impression of really letting things out, shaking things loose, whether that be anger or frustration or joy or even passion.
I'm gonna kill myself. This is Howard Meddell, proud Bard alum. I had the opportunity to broadcast Bard men's basketball games back at the turn of the century, 2000-2001. I would make a phone call from Manor House. I would have somebody pick up over at the athletic department. I would run the 10 minutes over to the gym, and then I would broadcast the game while out of breath. Loved every minute of my time at WXBC. Very excited to see the station up and running again. All the best.
You just heard a story from Howard Meddell of the class of 07. Thank you, Howard. Before that, you heard from the Beastie Boys. Adam Yauch, namesake of Yauch House on campus and founding member of the band, attended Bard in the 80s. During his sophomore year at Bard, the Beastie Boys toured around the country and Canada with Madonna to celebrate her first two studio albums, Madonna and Like a Virgin. Although this marked the end of Yauch's career at Bard, it also highlighted the musical importance of Bard's alumni and students. The lead single from Madonna's second album was written by another Bard alumni. Throughout the world of music, Bard's voice can be heard. No matter the year, Bard has endured within the realm of music and radio. Written by Bard alum Billy Steinberg and performed by Madonna, here is Like a Virgin.
Complete.
Thank you for tuning in to WXBC's celebration of World College Radio Day. The time is now 12:56, meaning our time together is coming to an end.
Before we go, we want to give a big, big, big thank you to our tech director, April Guillaume, Cynthia Cunningham, Armando Dunn, and everyone at the Office of Student Activities, Jane Bryan and the Alumni Affairs Office, Paul LaBarbera, Zoe Collins, and last but certainly not least, World College Radio Team, Eva, Annabella, Antonio, and Rob. We are so glad we got to celebrate with you. But don't go just yet. To close off the show today in the studio is my friend and familiar face to WXBC, Willie Gary. Willie came on my show twice last year to perform some of his songs. Even in the worst of times, WXBC remains resilient. Thank you for celebrating with us.